Happy, happy Friday. It is the weekend, 9:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. See, I turned that off.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they could hear it in the studio.
Yeah, I saw that.
So they know what we're all excited about.
I saw that.
The banging of the drums. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. It is Friday. It is all good. 9:07, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, like I said. And we've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Jamie Tardif here from Ocala Design Group. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
And we've also got Jessica Gilbert, and she is from the CEP, which stands for Chamber and Economic Partnership. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
It is great to have you guys here. And Joe is here for moral support. And just in case you guys completely fall apart, he'll push you out of like the driver's seat and he'll get behind the microphone.
Thank goodness he's here.
So, yes, you've got coverage all the way around. You guys have a tough gig. You really kind of promote economic opportunities. You're promoting growth in Ocala, Marion County. Mm-hmm. Have you come against some resistance of people say, oh, no, we like it, the sleepy horse farm town, stop?
I would be surprised if our Ocala people did not want no growth and to stay the way that it is. But we are working really hard to make sure we keep true to our Ocala traditions and we grow really smartly within our urban growth boundary. And we focus on what Ocala is really all about and what raised us all here in Ocala and brought people to Ocala.
Yeah, the thing is, if you don't have any growth or whatever economically, usually things go in a bad direction. If you don't have family-aged people and kids coming up, you're not going to have these vibrant communities. It'll become kind of either a ghost town or it won't really have an identity. And if you're in the business world and people are raising children, if they can find good business opportunities in Ocala as young adults, they tend to stay, right?
They do. And we've seen the most growth in those 30 to 45, bringing their families here, really raising their families here. And for this girl who was born and raised in Ocala, I brought my family back to Ocala and hope that my kids stay and become part of the business community right here in Ocala because it is thriving and it is growing.
It's says here the mission to be the catalyst for a prosperous community. Okay, how do you identify that?
I think we look around and we see 12 years ago when Kevin Sheely stepped into this role at the CEP, who has now moved on to Charleston to do some things there, we saw businesses shutter downtown. And now if you walk downtown on a Friday night, you have to park in the parking garage. You have to find parking. You have to go visit those businesses that there's a wait for that table to eat at Mark's or at Brick City. And now there is a thriving downtown community for Ocala, but it's also growing outside in the southwest side of town. You see it in Bellevue. You see it in the southeast side of town. And really, Ocala has come up and become a destination for not only tourists, but also our sports families, where you see WEC is starting to grow in those things.
Yeah.
So we've really come a long way in 12 years, and we look forward to making smart decisions with growth and keeping Ocala the way it is, but also growing Ocala.
Well, what we're trying to do here at the radio station is just kind of connect people with what's going on. They drive the roads every day. They see the growth. They see the buildings. And they kind of like to get an overview of what's going on. So we're glad we're able to do this and maybe help connect the dots like that. Jamie from Ocala Design Group. Now, you're part of the CEP. You're a member, but you own a business.
Yes,
tell me about that business.
So we are a boutique marketing agency right in Ocala. We build websites through social media, advertising, pretty much anything a business would need to survive.
And what's the kind of the, I don't know, what's your barometer on kind of the business world in Ocala? Are they pretty hip and savvy to using all of the, you know, latest technologies that are available? Or is it a little bit more laid back, the old school mom and pop?
So it kind of really depends. If you've been in Ocala for a really long time, it's kind of like the old school mom and pop. But with the growth that we've been having in Ocala and Marion County, we see a lot of younger business owners coming into Ocala. So our technology is actually starting to grow within the county. And so everyone is more inept in what's happening with the new marketing strategies. So it's pretty exciting.
Now, Jessica, do you help to put packages together to maybe lure businesses here? I know like Chewy's, for instance, you know, put in a big warehouse and they have kind of a headquarters here to some extent. So tell me about that.
I personally do not, but our growth team does. And that is Heather Schuberg, Aaron Jones, and Bryce Morrison. They really work on that business attraction. But then we have our partner services with Jess Schultz, Joe Reichel, Chris Blankenship, Matt Wilkerson. Am I missing anybody? I think I named them all. That really work with our partners and with our local businesses resources to continue to make Ocala the attraction that it is.
So how many people do you have working at the CEP?
We currently have 34 people working at the CEP that all have different jobs. We have business creation, business attraction. I run our foundation and our communications. We have Tamara, who is our interim CEO, who's doing a really great job of leading the helm and really making sure that while we're looking for our new Kevin Shealy, that the CEP continues to do the great work that it does.
Now, are these all full-time jobs?
Some of them are. Some of them are not. We have a little bit of a mix of both, but really
some are probably business owners that also do this as well. And
correct. We actually, Jamie is one of them. We have our ambassador team that really goes out and hits the ground and really focuses on what Ocala and Marion County can offer to our businesses, but also what the CEP brings to our business. But they are really those right out in front talking about the amazing work that the CEP does along with them in their businesses. And that's really super helpful, and we're so grateful for all of our ambassadors that do those jobs.
So how many business members do you have at the CEP?
We have 1,300 currently.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is substantial.
They really believe in what we do, and we believe in what they do.
Well, and I've heard, you know, I've heard that it's been highly successful. That's one of the reasons why I was looking forward to having you guys here and on the air. Give me a couple of growth stories here. I don't know a lot about logistics, but I understand that's a big sector that's growing.
Have you driven down 75 lately? We have Chewy, Amazon, our Dollar Tree. I mean, really, we sit in such a great part of the state. We are really centrally located, and that's what's so attractive about Ocala, and that's what we focus on, is all of the things that really drive those logistics places here, and that means they can get where they need to go because we're so centrally located right here in Florida.
Okay, so that's the logistics side of it. Logistically located.
Well, and they do logistics. So they are the ones that bring all of the things to all of the people. So Amazon comes to my door a lot.
Fairly often.
We won't say how many times.
Knows your dog on a first name basis.
Yes.
All right. Well, these are great things. What about the population continues to grow? You've got to try to provide housing. You want to try to keep things at least somewhat affordable. And I felt like Ocala, Marion County in general, has done a pretty good job of that. And then I saw something recently where they said the cost of living there jumped up like 15%. What's the real deal?
So I think the cost of living jumped up everywhere about 15%, really. And then we also had a lot of change over the last 5 years with COVID and things where people really found Florida attractive. And again, we sit in the middle of the state. We are the number one rated safety for hurricanes. So really people wanted to find that safe place in Florida, and that happened to be Marion County. And we have grown tremendously. We have about a little over 250 people moving here a week. We are the number one growing metro in the country. U-Haul has rated us number one multiple years in a row for people moving to our area. While we continue to grow, we want to grow smart. And that's what I think Marion County is doing really well in partnership with the CEP, the county, and the city. We're really looking at how we can grow smart and keep Ocala the way we are.
Yeah, I noticed when you started putting in the warehouses, you already had a lot of infrastructure already in place for that. And that to me makes sense to do it that way. Tell me about some new businesses that are coming.
So some exciting things, we talked about it on our shows here at POV, but there is Sprouts coming to the southwest side of Ocala. So that is an offshoot of Whole Foods, but a smaller version of, and that's going to really offer
some. Sell a lot of green stuff?
They do, apparently. I haven't been there. That's not my favorite. You know, we got to have pub subs. We can't miss the pub subs.
Yeah, but remember, I just had a heart attack, so I've got to be a good boy at least
Sprouts,
for a while.
Sprouts. I'll get you the address.
You're going to love Sprouts.
And then Bellevue also, you know, I am a Bellevue-raised kiddo too, and we have Starbucks and Chipotle coming into Bellevue. So we're really starting to see the growth across the county, and that's the great part, is more things to offer for our citizens, but also some really smart growth and some really, you know, well-timed things out there.
What's the easiest way for people to get in touch with the CEP?
You can come to our office, which is located in downtown Ocala, or you can visit www.ocalacep.com for more information.
Wow, that was a lot of information you shared with us in a short period of time, and I had no idea how large the operation was. It's great. Keep up the good work. Jamie Tardif and Jessica Gilbert, thank you both.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you again soon, maybe a month. Let's do it again in about a month.
I think we can make that a date.
Or a couple weeks or something. All right.
Thanks so much.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Did you hear about this guy that kicked a dog?
Oh, at the airport, that guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Egyptian dude.
Oh, it ticked me off.
Not cool.
No.
Yeah. It is approaching 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Egyptian man who kicked a CBP beagle off the ground is deported after dog sniffed out 100 pounds of illegal food at the airport. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
An Egyptian man trying to smuggle over 100 pounds of food through Dulles Airport basically punted the beagle into the air when the pup sniffed out the scam. So the pup's doing his job.
Yep.
And, wow. So they got the creep, and he's being deported. Customs and Border Patrol Protection Brigadier Beagle Freddy. Brigadier Beagle Freddy.
I like that.
5 years old. Yep, he caught a whiff of something suspicious coming from the luggage. And this man, Hamed Ali Marie, 70 years old, who arrived at the Washington, D.C. airport from Cairo. Yep, he was under heavy suspicion as a detector dog alerted his handlers to Marie's bags. The 70-year-old violently kicked Freddy with enough force to lift the 25-pound beagle into the air. I don't think many people could stand by and watch that. Yeah. That's when Border Patrol has to come in and keep the guy safe from the people.
Big time.
Yeah. So they took him down. They placed him into custody, turned him over to Homeland Security officials. While inspecting the dog kicker's luggage, they found enough undeclared sundries to start a restaurant. 55 pounds of beef.
What?
44 pounds of rice.
Oh, my goodness.
15 pounds of eggplant. 2 pounds of corn seeds, cucumbers, bell peppers, and a pound of herbs.
Herbs. Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of food.
Yeah, and they know better. You can't do that. Being caught deliberately smuggling well over 100 pounds of undeclared prohibited agricultural products does not give one permission to violently assault a defenseless Customs and Border Protection beagle. And so apparently he pleaded guilty to harming animals used in law enforcement. That's a federal crime.
Yes, it is.
So he will, yeah.
I would have wanted to maybe amend the charges in a very quick and stunning manner as well if it kicked my dog.
Well, what I would do is I would bring in the little, Brigadier Beagle. Mm-hmm. I'd bring in maybe some of his other brothers and sisters in law enforcement,
Oh, those Belgians are really good reinforcement. Yeah.
Bring in a Malinois.
Yes.
This guy's from Egypt. We'll go, hey, welcome. We've got some friends from France here. And they're going to mow like a Malinois does.
Oh, man.
And unleash them.
Man, there's no excuse
but
for that.
But he, he's not afraid to kick the beagle.
Right.
What an idiot.
Yep.
And so, and we don't want you back in our country either, by the way. So, that's your doggy story, I guess, for the day, because it has a happy ending. The dog's going to be perfectly fine. They do have to get it checked out at the vet.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, that man is paying for it.
As he should.
Yes, as he should. Right on. All right. Rosie O'Donnell still drunk and eating too much. Okay, just checking in. We did the story earlier about Rosie O'Donnell. She wanted to blame Trump for overeating and drinking too much.
Why'd you transition from a dog story to Rosie? Was there a psychological connection of some sort, a little subtle thing going on there?
I'm not sure.
Okay, just ask.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I don't know why I did. I guess because it was the next paper in my stack that I hadn't moved out of the way yet.
Now that would be another reason.
That's probably the biggest thing.
All right.
But yeah, there could be a connection there.
Uh-huh.
Rosie O'Donnell, that dirty dog.
Oh, yeah.
What did Trump cut? Trump had some choice words for her.
Oh, man. They were going at it last term, big time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, this story could hit kind of close to home. Governor Ron DeSantis says Camp Blanding Joint Training Center's under consideration as a site for new immigration detention facility, part of a broader effort to expand capacity for ICE and those detentions across Florida. And if you're not familiar with Camp Blanding, if let's say from the Gainesville area, if you were traveling toward Jacksonville, it would basically be kind of on your way there to some extent. And it's in Clay County. And it's a very large parcel. It's 73,000 acres. And They used to do. They did a lot of training there, World War II training, and the camp was like three times the size it is now. But, yeah, they did plenty of training there, and they still use the facility for training, like our National Guard and stuff, like Florida National Guard. And also some state and federal agencies use it for various things that I can't go into. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Pete, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the dog that got kicked at the airport.
Yes, sir.
First of all, that's a shameful action. But I want to congratulate Brigadier Beagle. He's only 5 years old. He's already got his first star, so that's pretty good. And one final comment I'd like to make. There's a song from a few years ago that's kind of appropriate here. Kick him like an Egyptian. Thank you, Bob.
Oh!
Yeah, so there you go. I like it.
Like walk like
Enid. I see what he did there.
Was that the... who
the Bengals.
Suzanne Hoffs?
You know, the one, Susanna Hoffs. You know, the one that was in love with you.
But still had a... Yeah. I was going to say that.
Well, yeah, I know you thought it was.
He's just kidding, Betsy.
Yes. We all kind of thought that about ourselves at the time. You know, when
what?
I know.
How dare you?
I know.
So anyway, back to Camp Blanding. Yeah. If you've never been. Oh, you know what? Here's something you can relate to.
Yeah.
All right. So Alachua County, the kids sometimes get an opportunity through the school board to go to Camp Crystal. So Camp Crystal, basically, when you're looking across part of that lake, okay. You're just about on Camp Blanding property at that point, okay? But it's big. It's 73,000 acres. I live basically across the street from part of it. And as long as they're going to secure the facility and the governor needs to use it, I mean, I can't be all for getting bad people out of the country and not be willing to make some small sacrifice knowing a detention facility is nearby. No. We got to do what we got to do, and this may be part of it. The one that's getting more talk about being one of these locations, really, though, is the Alligator Alcatraz.
I love that one.
Yep. Yeah, it literally is down there in the Everglades, and it's surrounded by swampland. And you don't realize how vast that whole area is unless you are out in it for a little while or even driving through there.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure that the roadways are much busier than they used to be, but I remember a time when it'd be a while before you'd see another car.
Well, the thought of escaping over a fence and then maybe running away through the woods or a field, that's one thing. But going through the Everglades? Ooh, I don't know about that.
Now, Camp Blanding, if you escape there, you just better not run toward the live fire operations that still take place.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on Camp Crystal. Somehow I'm craving these little burgers and fries right now.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry. That's what came to mind.
Better watch what you eat.
I know.
I don't want to watch you slithering on the floor in pain.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's slithering.
You just kind of slid into the floor, more or less.
I was in a full-blown sweat.
Yes, you were.
Not a pretty picture.
Well, believe me.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Think about positive, upbeat thoughts and share those with us. That's coming up, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:35. Wow. Time is flying. It's going to shape up to be another gorgeous day. Warm nonetheless, but here we are. It is the summertime pattern we're starting to fall into because it's, it's summertime. Yeah. So it's kind of how it goes. By the way, we're not at war. No rockets flying right now.
Nope.
Ceasefire still in place between Iran and Israel. It's all good so far. And we'll always be on top of that. If something should change, we will let you know ASAP. ASAP. All right. Now, was it Whoopi Goldberg? Didn't she say it's probably better living in Iran than under this President Trump? Something like that,
yeah,
did she say?
She's saying how bad blacks have it in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the average citizen in Iran didn't have it so great. After they've been thoroughly humiliated by Israel and the U.S. During the 12-day war, reports indicated this week that the regime is unsurprisingly taking out its frustration on its own people.
Shock.
Yeah, so what a pleasant place to live where, you know, they're staging internal security crackdown across the country, mass arrest executions.
Wow.
And military deployments, particularly to the rest of Kurdish region. And the crackdown began actually shortly after Israel began striking Iran's nuclear sites and military commanders back on June 13th. So, yeah, cracking down on the people. Well, somehow it's their fault.
Well, I think probably, and you might agree, that probably a lot of the reason is they don't want an uprising. They are really, that's because they know that if they let things get too loose, folks are tired of living under this regime.
Yeah.
And they have to know that.
And you know they're feeling vulnerable. Look, they're willing to, you know, talk peace. That would have been unheard of if you had it under the Obama or Biden administration. Unheard of.
Well, then you just throw them some, you know, millions of dollars instead of, you know, a bunch of heavy bombs.
Yeah, and yeah. Well, and thank you to those idiots, and that's one of the reasons why we're exactly where we're at. But countering some of the stuff that was based on I don't know if they're saying it was completely erroneous, but it was only a part of a very early ascertainment of the damage that was done on the nuclear programs in Israel. But a UN nuclear watchdog agency confirms the airstrike disabled Iran's centrifuges. They're describing it as an enormous amount of damage. You've got Condi Rice coming out and saying Iran's nuclear program significantly damaged by U.S. strikes. And so she was addressing that leak as well to some extent.
Nice.
All right. So, yeah.
Hadn't heard from her in a while.
No, we really haven't. She's been kind of quiet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really the timing couldn't be any better because the president sent our B-2s on a mission.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes, I can picture them rappelling kind of out of the ceiling.
All kinds of things.
Flat.
Yeah.
That, of course, the music of Mission Impossible. So recognizable, but it comes because the composer of that score, movie score, and so many others has passed away. Lalo Schifrin, not a household name.
No.
He's from Argentine, and boy, I mean, his heydays were the 60s and 70s. By the way, he's passed away at the age of 93, complications from pneumonia, but he had a hand in Cool Hand Luke.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yep.
Yep.
He made Harry dirty.
Okay. All right. What else did he do?
Bullet.
Oh, he shot
those. One of your
those.
Favorites.
Okay. Oh,
he named your Jeep for you.
Yeah, okay.
And he was nominated 6 times for Oscars. And one of them was for the Amityville Horror. And also The Sting, too. I mean, the guy was
prolific, as they would say.
Prolific.
Yeah.
Could you be very prolific, or is just saying prolific very enough?
I think it's very enough.
Hmm.
I think.
So, is it a harbinger of doom, or just a harbinger?
Hmm. You're getting all technical on us.
Well, I'm just trying to, look, the language is kind of new to me. Only been here 60-something years.
Yeah, well, you know. Catch it on.
Oh, what else do we have going on? 4th of July is going to be here before you know it.
I know. I'm looking at the calendar.
You got plans already?
Well,
let's start with simple plans.
Yes.
Where are you going to watch a fireworks display if that's something you want to do?
Well, we probably will. We are not going to do it where we did last year, and actually several years prior. Because apparently when we would have dinner at a certain place where we like to have dinner,
right,
and a big group of us, you know, 10, 15 people, whatever, and then we would walk across the street and go up on a roof where we had some access, thanks to some friends, and we would watch a great fireworks display. However, no fault of that restaurant, but the people who own the property do the Rome towing thing. And we were not affected last year, but several people we know were, because, oh, you're done eating? Oh, you have to move your car now. You have to leave the property.
Oh.
Even though there were, it was 10 o'clock at night and loads of empty spaces now. So we will no longer be doing that. So we've got a different place we're going to go this year.
Well, I thought for sure it was like Jen probably getting out of line with somebody, you know?
Oh, no, she would just take them out. I'm not worried about that. But, yeah.
You know I'm kidding.
No, it's but yeah, we always get together with some friends, have a nice a viewing of the fireworks. Always fun. So, yeah. You will not be hanging around here looking at fireworks, though.
No, I think we're going to head up to maybe North Georgia, Carolina, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get a little riding in. We're not going to overdo it, but but get some riding in, and we've got friends up there, and I'm sure they'll know where the like kind of the hot spot is.
Sure.
I don't want to go into a bunch of where there's a bunch of traffic.
Right.
So I want best bang for my buck kind of thing.
Without everybody else knowing about it and showing up.
Well, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, like, like the folks at Suwannee, and we were out there the last several years and always had a great time on 4th of July. And they put on quite a show for an area and for so many few people that actually live there. They do it up.
I forget what city it was. I think a major California city. We're seeing several folks around the country where some of the areas are not spending the money on the fireworks this year. So I don't know if it's an economic thing or something else beside that. I don't know. But I've been seeing some headlines, little bits and pieces here and there about that sort of thing.
Well, and you always have to pay attention to, what are the conditions like where you're going to be utilizing fireworks. And, sometimes you still got some areas that are very, very dry. I'm sure the people down in Southern California are probably still a little anxious about anything, lighting fires and shooting stuff in the sky.
And that could have something to do with it. So,
yeah.
Could be.
Hey, Hunter. Pay your bills, pal.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Hunter Biden. You know, he needs to, save some lives or do something, to clean up his image. The law firm that represented him, they actually represented him, and apparently he hasn't paid his legal bills.
Whoops.
Yeah, apparently it's over 50 grand that he owes, and the law firm, Winston and Strawn, are like, due and payable. Due and payable.
Payable.
And
I like
do
that
pay
part.
And do pay. Yeah. And I don't know, what he does for money, but I don't know what he was doing for money for a long time. Can he sell more artwork? Wasn't he trying to sue somebody something to do with his artwork and the value of it?
I think those days are done. I mean, we can't believe they started, but,
And can he go to his dad? Like for some cash. Remember, him and his dad, they don't do any business together.
They don't talk about any of that at all.
They don't do any of that.
Forget all those pictures.
That was another giant lie.
Golfing with his business partners.
Yeah. And that the left just never would pay any attention to. Like Devin Archer, they'd be like, who? What?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was so
really?
Obvious. I know.
Yeah. So anyway, that's actually making the news.
Pay up, Hunter.
They would like to get they'd like to get paid.
But see, Hunter's got a history of not paying things like child support, those kind of things.
Yeah, but somehow he was living in this beach house and I think renting it. But I mean, the rent in a place like that, I forget what it was, but it was like 14 grand a month.
But remember, he had his buddy O'Pal, who I think may have been one of his attorneys or a good friend, was like literally kind of floating him along for a very long time for everything.
Yeah.
That was just almost weird. I mean,
whatever came of that.
I don't know. I think he's good at burning bridges. I mean, we know he's good at lighting things up, but he's also good at burning bridges. Just saying. That's
wow.
Well, too soon?
No. Nestle getting their act together. Latest food giant to announce steps they're going to take out some of the FD&C Colors Food Drug and Cosmetic colors from its products. They're going to try to get this done by mid-2026. And so they're going all Baja, which is good. Make America healthy again. This effort is part of the company's ongoing commitment to provide consumers with a range of high-quality, nutritious foods and beverages that reflect the diversity and choices that they want. Nestle, focus on what you do. Focus on the chocolate.
Yes.
And the high cacao count.
That's the good stuff.
The more cacao.
Yes.
The better.
It's the healthy stuff.
Cacao. Isn't that how you pronounce it?
It is.
You do have it right, right?
But yeah, you don't always have to have the kind of the bird sound.
Cacao!
You know, that part, yes. Like a pirate's parrot.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I know. It's obvious.
Look, it's not like I'm saying, deplane, deplane.
That was so 2 weeks ago.
It was.
And then it evolved. Actually, that was probably 3 weeks ago. And then it evolved into any other word that had the word the in front of it.
Pretty much.
It pretty much did that.
I had a theme going.
You did. No, I'm not complaining.
Hey, once you make a hit, then you branch off of it, you know?
Yeah.
We did the same thing with...
a lot of artists have done that.
Archie Bunker, you know? Then they had the Jeffersons and all that.
Yep, spinoffs.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mary Tyler Moore?
Oh, they had several, yeah.
Yeah.
Even MASH tried a few that failed miserably.
Yeah, the MASH Potatoes, that didn't go over at all well. But wasn't it recently that Hot Lips passed away? Was that last week?
It's been longer than that, but yeah. You lost a week of time in there being off.
Was that Loretta Swit?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never thought she was like all that.
See, I didn't either. I really did not.
But now...
She's okay. I mean, we're being very male judgmental here, strictly on, you know, appearance, and I get that. But I never looked at her and went, wow, she's just, you know, all that. In the sense of like somebody else might be.
I guess it's more of where you're at. In other words,
Yeah.
You're living in a tent in a war zone, and there's probably not maybe a ton of women.
I don't know.
And
what's his name was always after all the nurses.
The one who was acting like a nurse?
No, not him.
Isn't that funny? Like, we kind of grew up with that, and... Back then, to do that, but, you were what was it? A Section 8? You were crazy.
It was context
for a man to put a dress on.
Absolutely, because that was absolutely nuts. It has to prove I'm crazy. I think I'm dressing like a woman,
but it didn't get him out.
Oh no, I'm sure it would take a whole lot more for that back then to send you back home because they wanted you in field there doing your thing.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that probably didn't necessarily want to be there.
Yeah,
but it is what it is. All right. Real quick follow-up on a story, CJB, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, still on the hook for $15 million after a judge denied their motion to have the jury's racial discrimination verdict thrown out. The ruling stems from a lawsuit accusing then-Sheriff Clovis Watson Jr. of racially discriminating against Sergeant Kevin Davis, a white deputy. Jurors found that the sheriff's office is liable. That happened back in February. The defense filed an amended motion arguing the jury's verdict was unfairly influenced by the inclusion of information at trial about a criminal FDLE investigation into Watson. In March, Channel 20 obtained a letter from the state attorney, John Durrett, announcing that he was declining to charge Watson due to insufficient evidence. But it was Judge Gloria Walker determined that the information about the criminal investigation didn't prejudice the jury against the sheriff's office. The judge was also not convinced that the trial would have had a different outcome if the jury had known the charges wouldn't be filed against Watson. So, as far as we know, Sergeant Kevin Davis still has an opportunity to be our best friend.
Morning, Kevin. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin. What's going on, man?
How are you, sir?
When are we going fishing on my new boat? I mean, your new boat. It is 9:50, 10 minutes till 10 o'clock. Hey, it's time for things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts. You know, count your blessings kind of a thing. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is next, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's making you smile?
Alligator Alcatraz. But you know what else is making me smile? Gingrich was on Hannity last night, and he said we need a polar prison. Put it up at the Arctic Circle. Yeah, these people are from Venezuela and the equator. Put them up there at the North Pole. and see them escape, try to escape.
Yeah, that could be tough. Knucklehead, good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, since they're considering Camp Blandon as a holding center for the illegals, might I suggest that the camps be located on some of their target ranges with unexploded ordnances?
Wow.
This would be a deterrent to those who are thinking about escaping. Well, I don't want us taking a back seat to the alligator Alcatraz. See ya.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah, I am too. Good morning, James. What's making you smile?
Okay, that was pretty good from Knucklehead. That was a good suggestion. Anyway, what's making me smile? My son is turning 30 years old today, and he's going to be a first-time dad here in about 3 or 4 weeks. So it's going to be great here in the next month or so.
Aw, and that makes you a grandpa, so that's got to make you smile as well. So good luck and all that. That's absolutely awesome. 877-975-9825. And Mark, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. I'm looking out at my backyard at the tall grasses by the forest, and there's a funny visual effect happening. The heat is building so rapidly that there's a mist rising off from the morning dew off the grasses. It's kind of like a rising foggy mist, and it's just really interesting. I never saw that before, so it's kind of interesting.
You can see that when you visit the Great Smoky Mountains. Isn't that what you experienced?
Yeah, it was really cool, actually, in the morning. It's kind of like a morning fog.
Yeah.
But there was a little sprinkling going on, too, and all the birds were singing. And that's how I spent my mornings last week.
But unlike fog, although it's very similar, it doesn't always dissipate, hence the name of the mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains, because it appears like there are always some smoke there.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Or not.
See how they figured that out?
Yeah. Geniuses.
Oh, my goodness. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. We're not quite done yet. Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A fireball was spotted shooting through the sky in the southeastern United States as a meteor shower was reported in the area. This happened Thursday afternoon. The National Weather Service confirmed that, yes, it was a meteor shower, and it was visible hours after the initial sightings. No impacts or injuries have been reported, and they said they were monitoring it. But apparently, there was a piece of an object that was called a meteor or space junk that fell and pierced someone's home, their roof, and then fell right through their ceiling, cracking the laminate floor when it came to a stop. Wow. And it was just sitting there smoking. That's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend.